Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills put a wrap on training camp 2013 under new head coach Doug Marrone here at St. John Fisher on Wednesday, but the team is encouraged by what they were able to accomplish in the three-plus weeks here in Pittsford, New York. Chris Brown along with John Murphy and Murph. You know, what we've seen, the energy, the enthusiasm that this coaching staff has breathed into this roster has been well documented, but there's also a method here to the way in which they get their work done.
Yeah, and they got their work done, and they work today, Wednesday, this last day of a training camp with a walkthrough in the morning and then a practice of approximately 90 minutes in the afternoon. It wasn't the sharpest practice of the training camp. It was one of the warmest practices of the training camp, but as they wrap things up at St. John Fisher College, head coach Doug Marrone says he was very happy with the entire camp.
It hasn't been a secret. I've been happy. I really have with the way the players have gone out and worked. I've been really happy with, you know, the trainers and the doctors and the job they've done, really, you know, for the most part. I haven't been here in the past, so I can't really say, you know, was there a difference? Have they worked better than they have? But, you know, from my standpoint, the camps that I've been to, they've been pretty consistent.
Through the course of camp, the players have seen the method to Marrone's approach in terms of preparing for the season, and even the veterans in this camp who have been in others in the NFL or here in Buffalo under previous regimes believe they will benefit from it come the regular season.
I think it was probably more excitement at each practice than it's been in the past, and that's probably because of the young coaches that we have on the staff. And we just tried to make it fun. That was the biggest thing that we wanted to come into this campus, come out and just make it fun, and but also get the job done, get your work done. And then the tempo. So it made everything kind of go by faster.
We're leaving here, but it's definitely not over. Camp transfers over to our campus now, you know, and the work continues. So we're on the right track, though. It's definitely one of the best camps I've been a part of as far as administrative-wise and as far as work ethic-wise and what we've got accomplished. So I'm excited about the team and excited about where we're going.
Safety Jarris Bird is scheduled to report to the team on Thursday at One Bills Ride. Bills president and CEO Russ Brandon talked about Bird signing his franchise tender on Tuesday night. Brandon was happy that even though a long-term agreement was never worked out between the two sides, things never got acrimonious between the team and Jarris Bird.
As I said from day one, you know, there's nothing personal in this at all. He's a great Bill. We weren't able to come to an agreement before the July 15th deadline, but as soon as we can go back to work on that, our goal is to have Jarris here long term.
Bird is not expected to play in Saturday's preseason game at Washington, but logistically speaking, head coach Doug Marrone said if Bird is able to make the trip, he'd love to have him come along. On the highlight reel Wednesday, Kevin Cobb got things started with this good-looking pass down the seam to Scott Chandler, who won on his route in 11-on-11 for a 25-yard pickup. C.J. Spiller got behind the defense on this wheel route and was wide open for a 40-yard touchdown pass from Cobb just six plays later. Jeff Toole found Marcus Easley on the left side near the sideline, dropping it over his shoulder for a reception that moved the sticks. Kiko Alonso shot through a wide-open gap on this blitz and tapped out Jeff Toole for a would-be sack. Gresden Butler broke up this pass in the right flat to force an incompletion on this Kevin Cobb pass attempt for Chris Hogan. In 11-on-11 red zone, Cobb hit fullback Frank Summers, who flared out of the backfield to his left and found the end zone for a short touchdown. T.J. Graham brought down this pass down the right sideline for a 30-yard play on a throw from Cobb. And Leotis McKelvin ended training camp with this interception on a bomb by Toole that was intended for Marcus Easley deep down the left sideline. Well, Murph, this training camp, at least I think, was different in so many ways from recent camps that we've seen under previous regimes. I mean, we've heard about how the tempo has always been different, but I think the competitive battles daily between the offense and defense, players jawing at each other, is different. And I think this camp had a little bit more of a physical nature to it than some of the more recent camps we've seen.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was a lot of practicing in pads, which we haven't seen in many of the camps in recent years. And I think you're spot on when you talk about the competitive aspect. It seemed like the coaching staff was determined to set up competition all the time and at every level, even to the point when they're having fun, you know, the running backs with their little tip drill at the end of practice, very competitive. And I think that's a message that this coaching staff wanted to send to the players, that you're here to compete for a job and we're here to compete for wins. And I think in that sense, it was a very successful camp.
The 2013 training camp for the Bills is a wrap, but our coverage here on BuffaloBills.com will continue back at One Bills Drive as we bring you the latest news and developments from this Bills roster as we get closer and closer to the regular season. The Bills have an off day tomorrow before a walkthrough on Friday, and then it's a trip down to Washington, D.C., as the Bills will take on the Redskins Saturday for a 4:30 p.m. kickoff. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.